Try and hit a lower note. Well.
Hello, humanoids. Once again, the planet is hurtling towards Votmageddon, and IT stuff, consequently, is on lockdown. So there's loads of stuff, an opinion-based show like what we are can't talk about because of Ofcom's election fairness rules. Ofcom hasn't got a person in charge at the moment. That's shocking, isn't it?
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh.
Mrs. Ofcom is off to John Lewis.
Oh.
To sort out John Lewis, because John Lewis is tripe.
So is it all just chaos now? Everyone's saying whatever they want?
Yeah, I mean, hopefully,
John
yeah.
Lewis, yeah. It's just nothing but swearing. Have you not been in there?
Yeah, so we'll see what we can get away with. But even, like, hypothetically, if a politician were to suggest, like, some new emoji that could make Twitter a nicer, more wholesome place... Hypothetically? Yeah, we couldn't mention that in case, like, voters... Oh, I've given the game away now, haven't I?
No.
Yeah, well, no. Anyway, they're not round here anyway.
No.
They're down south, so it's not our job to have them rumble up. Never mind. So if, hypothetically, some new emoji were a really stupid idea, then we couldn't possibly mention that.
So which emoji is not a stupid idea, just out of interest?
Well,
the
okay.
Aubergine?
Yeah.
The peach? The
peach.
And I learned another rude one the other day.
Oh.
Was it a pineapple?
Yes.
Why is it all vegetable and plant-based?
How does everybody else know these things? That...
What's with the plant-based?
I've no idea what any of this means.
What do people have against plant-based emojis?
They misuse them.
Ah.
In ways that you couldn't possibly... Anyway, never mind. So, like, anyway, instead of all that stuff that we can't mention, we're doing a weird stuff special.
Ooh. I mean, yes.
What do you mean? Ooh.
That's what you mean.
All right, yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, here's your weird bro, Chris.
Oh, hello.
And your weird sis, she.
Hey.
And I'm weird Laura Kunzberg, and I don't know what posting is. The whole net's talking about that. Okay, maybe not the whole net.
I don't know what you're talking about. What are you talking about?
Something weird.
So when we say weird, like, we don't just mean weird, like, yeah, funny, right? We also mean weird, like, get away from me, you creep, weird. And I'm firmly in that second category. Let's get you all up to speed with something called skin on interfaces.
Mm.
This is a research project. There's some folk in Bristol and some other folk in France, that France that they have. And I'm blaming that France that they have, frankly. So it's horrible. They're putting, like, thick, pink, sensitive, realistic flesh on devices, like, as if it was a mouse.
You can just make your own. You just get some Hubba Bubba chewing gum. You need about a kilo of it. You just chew it, you stick it to your mouth, and away you go.
Yeah, but that doesn't have, like, the floppy, dead pork effect.
Well, to be fair, the ZX81, didn't it?
The
dead flesh keyboard.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, but that was to save money.
Well, there you go.
That was when dead flesh was cheaper.
Well,
I'm guessing this is more expensive.
I'm guessing it is, yes, because it's real fake skin.
They've got to defray the cost of the research, but it's horrible, though. It's literally like thick slabs of floppy dead flesh. It's like your auntie is at a cocktail party wearing a sleeveless dress.
Oh.
And the flesh from her upper arms is, what the heck was that?
That's just the usual.
Was that me?
Yeah.
You said my trigger word, auntie.
Oh.
That's what it is.
Ah.
So your Alexa is called auntie.
Ah, it's telling me to record IT stuff. There you go.
Well, there you go.
Excellent.
But to be fair, it's like, I'm surprised you didn't have Cronenberg giving, you know, a celebrity endorsement.
This is David, not the lager.
Yeah, David, both. Okay, both, I suppose. Yeah. No, David Cronenberg, you know.
Does he own the other?
No, that's something
else.
I mean,
if you owned a brewery, why would you have a day job?
That's a K, and this is a C with Cronenberg. Oh. So that's two completely different Cronenbergs. Anyway, so he makes, you know, sci-fi films that's all about skin-flesh interfaces, right? So I'm just surprised he's not with this, is what I'm trying to say.
Or maybe it's just terrible. Maybe he just doesn't want to be involved.
Maybe.
I mean, you'd pick and choose your projects, wouldn't you?
I suppose, but yeah. I mean, I would like to try one. I'm quite I'm curious.
You need about a kilo of Hubba Bubba chewing gum.
Why is it Hubba Bubba?
Hubba Bubba. Because it's pink. Hubba Bubba is, you know, it's very pink.
These pictures, you know how when you do a pinch on a touch screen to make things smaller? They've got pictures of doing a pinch on the touchy flesh interface.
But you're not going to be able to see anything.
Like when I'm giving myself my insulin injections.
Yeah.
It's...
Apparently they say it feels a lot more intuitive.
Does it have nipples? I mean,
I suppose you can use them as joysticks in more ways than one.
That'd be an add-on, really.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Well, you know, the biohackers are doing the same thing, kind of. Except it's really under your skin, like literally.
In some ways, that creeps me out less, frankly.
Than the fake human skin?
Yes.
Ah. Interesting. Thresholds. Everyone has different thresholds.
You're looking at me now like I'm some sort of, like, yeah.
I'd say it, I just don't think you're compatible with the future, that's all.
That's fine by me. They're building a whole new crematorium out in Heaton for when my time comes.
They'll want your skin.
Yeah. They'll have to take all my fillings out and everything. Mm. So, moving on the creepy stakes, we've got a 100% robotic hotel out in Japan. This is the Henna Hotel in Tokyo Bay. And it's got, on reception, it's got an animatronic dinosaur.
Mm.
Isn't that good? It'll check you in.
Does the dinosaur make the beds?
Well, I don't know.
No idea.
Yeah.
Because that'd be impressive.
That'd be very impressive.
Maybe that's why they've got those little dangly arms.
Yeah.
Helps folding sheets.
The T-Rex. It does. Yeah. You can't really stretch far, though. So your bed sheets...
You need two T-Rex. Well, you need four T-Rexes, one on each corner.
Oh, your bed sheets are really small. Tiny bed sheets.
They do say that dinosaurs used to be herd animals, don't they?
Oh? Yeah, that's why it takes four of them to change your sheets.
Oh, right. Okay.
That's really cute.
Yeah, it is really cute, isn't it? And you get, facial recognition, get you into your room, and when you settle down by the side of the bed, there's a sort of Alexa thing that you can talk to.
Right.
If you're lonely, you can ring your loved ones.
That's nice.
And if you're a hacker, you can hack into somebody else's bedside Alexa and live stream them in bed to the whole interwebs.
Oh. That sounds riveting.
Well, it just depends. Snoring. I mean, they're not just riveting, but nailing.
Oh, right. It's not a love hotel, is it?
Well, which could be.
Ah, right.
Dinosaur fetish.
Unintentionally.
Uh-huh. So is that what happened?
Yeah, well, yeah. So it's got, security issues, hasn't it, really? They've told them about it. Don't be creepy.
Don't. Maybe you should find the... you know how people are told to cover their cameras on their laptops with a black sticker?
Right.
So just find the hole somewhere.
Always throw your pants over the bedside Alexa.
There you go.
She'll love that. Yeah, fine.
They can't hear you.
Alexa, bing bong, sniff my underpants. Anyway, next up, please consider the North Devon District Hospital, where, due to a slight config problem on the phone system, there's a voicemail that a patient left on the system, making an appointment for her husband's embarrassing condition, and please ring me back on this number. It ended up as being the message people got when they rung it up out of hours.
You got to be careful which number you press. It says, like, press 1 to respond, and you press, like, star. That's it, you're hacking.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, what happened with Mrs. Woman is suddenly she winds up answering, like, dozens of calls from other people who'd rung the number that was on the hospital's answer message, having listened to her personal information and got confused.
Oh, dear.
Here's what she said. I didn't think any more of it until an hour and a half later when an elderly man called our home phone talking about his private parts as he had a problem and had to have an operation. I said to him, I'm ever so sorry, but I don't know what you're talking about. He replied, they have given me your number.
Oh my, it's like a writing your number on a toilet bathroom, you know, public bathroom somewhere,
well,
isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, except somebody else has written your number on their answer phone.
I mean, seriously, it's the same. So just don't call North Devon.
Get confused
district
elderly men phoning you.
Yeah. About their private parts.
I think most elderly men are quite confused about their private parts.
Mm. So what's the solution then? What are you going to do?
Apologise. What do you think?
Is that it? Oh my God!
They're going to burn the phone system down.
Yeah. As if a hospital wouldn't need a phone system. Mm-hmm. On the subject of things that you wouldn't think need a phone system, like Russian scientists have been putting tracking chips on migrating eagles because they don't want the eagles to like
run away,
die out. Oh,
right.
You know.
Are they an endangered species?
Yeah.
Ah.
And they migrate.
Right.
Specifically, what happened with these eagles is they got like SMS transmitters.
Right.
And they spent all summer, basically chilling in Kazakhstan where there's no signal. So the data chips like started building up all this tracking info that they wanted to divulge to the scientists.
Yeah.
And then the eagle, one in particular, a steppe eagle called Min, mm-hmm. as in the Goon Show, it then flew on to Iran. And suddenly it was in range of the world's most expensive per ruble per SMS SMS sending.
Oh, no.
Yep. Each SMS from Iran cost 49 rubles. Min used up the scientist's entire budget in one go.
Wow.
More than 1,223 quid, it says here, was called Top Up the Eagle's Mobile. It's on crowdfunding now.
They've
got around a bit though. There's some map here. They've been down to Saudi Arabia, over into northern India, all the way over into Kazakhstan.
I like how you can see the map of where they've been.
And so it's all colour coded.
It is, yeah. So you can see where
by
they
expense,
are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is the cheap area. This is the expensive area.
I see.
They've all got little names as well. Aina and Sarigui and Kenjak and Aman and Min. Bless.
It looks like there's only 14 eagles. Well,
aww.
Minus one, which is Min, I suppose,
they're
so 13.
Endangered.
They are. Can't believe it's only 13 left. Well.
And quick, while we're on about flying dinosaurs and things, quick news about drone technology and how it's being used in the community.
Ooh.
Up in Perth in Scotland. There's a bloke called Philip Morton who's been doing some innovative drone technology. He was found hiding in some bushes in the middle of the night outside Perth Prison after a failed attempt to fly a phone into the prison on a drone.
Okay.
Mr. Morton said he was out using the drone to look for his pet chihuahua, which had been stolen from people from a circus. Romanian people from a Romanian circus had stolen his pet chihuahua and he was out looking for it with his drone and his girlfriend in the middle of the night.
I'm sorry, but that is a fantastic story.
Yeah, he says two innovative uses for drones in one, isn't
it? I mean, is he telling the truth?
Well,
yes, he is.
If he is, then he's the victim of a miscarriage of justice because he got 9 months for that.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, you're listening to IT Stuff on BCB 106.6 FM. We have a website called itstuff.org.uk. Something like that.
Yeah. It just keeps going.
Yeah, I renewed it for 2 years, so, like, you know, it's ages since I even... just use the bookmark now. So it's time, I suppose, for World of Stuff. And this time we have something contributed by our colleague, Dick, who still, I hope, pops in to see us once in a while. And this time in Dick's World of Stuff, it's Fridge Eye.
Mm.
What's that?
So, well, it's exactly what it says. Fridge Eye.
Just put an eye in your fridge.
Pretty much,
out,
yeah. Yeah. So it's a smart, it's a camera that is attached to the internet that you can put in your fridge so you know what you have in stock.
Without opening
the fridge. Opening the fridge, yes.
Because I hate it when you have to open the
fridge. I know, right?
It's really inconvenient.
It's really inconvenient. But, I mean, one of the things that people, they ask you to do is you take a picture before you go out shopping, or you look into the fridge to see whether you're missing milk or whatever. I mean,
that's a pro tip.
Yeah. You know, before you go shopping. So cool. You remember what you have and what you don't have. But this is ticking up a notch, I suppose. So apparently there's an app that you can connect to and you can look into your fridge when you're out in Tesco's or Sainsbury's or whatever grocery shopping place that you go to. And then you check and you go,
I just phone home. I get the maid to look.
Really?
The maid tells me.
Oh, we're out of milk or something. Yeah. But to be fair, though, they're doing an Indiegogo crowdfunding. I'm not sure how much it costs, but you can already have cameras in fridges from, you know, the smart fridge that you can get from Samsung or Siemens or
doors.
Bosch.
Yeah, but
yeah.
I'm sure those things must cost a packet.
Yeah, they cost like thousands of pounds just for a fridge with a mirror.
A door you don't have to open.
Exactly. So some fridges, they actually put a screen on the front and you can just look in.
Ooh,
yeah. Really, really pricey stuff. Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Well, you know, some people, it's like the act of opening the fridge, they could have earned $1 million in the time it takes to open and look in a fridge.
Elon.
Yeah. And they need this, you know, because it saves you $1 million just glancing at the front of the fridge.
Yeah.
This must be why it's made its goal for people.
Just the one person, yeah, just Elon.
150 of them, apparently.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
He does that, though, Elon, doesn't he? He splits.
Yeah, right. It's one of his, like, ninja skills, yeah. Isn't it?
I think it's funny because you can look online and, you know, which.co.uk, that website that gives you information or advice about whether to buy stuff. One of the questions they ask is it worth buying a fridge camera? So it's hot question of the year, apparently.
It's a valid question. I mean, you're not going to argue with the question.
You might argue with the answer.
I suppose, yeah. The answer is no, by the way.
Unless you're Elon, you've got to save your money.
It is quite a cute camera, and like it has to work at low temperatures, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, you could just cover it in that human skin. That'll keep it warm.
I'm just wondering how we can see, underneath skin. It or something.
It's like it bounces like off a mirror. Or
blind spots.
It?
I don't know. It's just, how about my freezer?
And then, it's very wide angle.
It is. It's fisheye lens, apparently, this one.
So, fisheye lens.
In the fridge.
Yeah. Oh, dear. What's that then? That's fish. Oh, and this green stuff over here that looks like lettuce. That's
used
fish
to be
as
fish.
Well.
That used to be fish.
Used to be fish.
Okay, fine. Ah. So the panel says...
Unless you really want to.
Or unless you're Elon Musk. Is that it?
Yeah. I mean, right. You don't need it unless you're Elon. But if you want it, just get it. Just treat yourself.
Yeah,
Christmas is coming up.
Yeah. It looks like it's not going to be too expensive.
I'm actually thinking, you know, it's good for fridge selfies, right? That's a thing, right? #fridge selfies. No?
Is that a thing?
For your Insta, right?
Oh, right. Doing it for the Insta. But yeah.
I mean...
Are you on Insta? Do you do Insta?
Do you have to climb into the fridge to get the selfie? How does that work?
No, it's a fridge selfie. So the fridge takes it... Selfie
of itself. Fridge is on Instagram.
Yeah.
Oh.
So is your fridge on Instagram?
No, I don't have a fridge camera.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Get yourself.
It could be a thing. You know how people like to make their fridge really nice looking, and it has all those wonderful. It's got like a greenery section and a bio soiling section. Yeah. Yes. Everything is a thing on Insta.
The fridge equivalent of a vajazzle?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah, I think those photos are very staged, though. If they actually had, like, a camera that was just in their fridge, it would look terrible most of
the time. It's always staged, yeah. That's the thing. That's about Insta. Insta is always staged.
The last thing you want is something that can just take a picture at any time. You need a professional photographer to come over so you can arrange your fridge first.
You need to take, like, 200 photos and then pick one that looks the most natural, but not, yeah, aspiring. Right, so what's next?
I've been trying to pull this off a bit, really, I think. It has crossed our attention here at IT Stuff on the innovation desk that earwax cleaning cameras are a thing.
Ooh.
Apparently, out there on the eBays and the Amazons and whatever, if you're looking for something to really give to the relatives that you can't stand... Earwax cleaning cameras. They're like USB, really, really miniature microscope things. You put it down your bloody ears.
Oh, wow.
But the reason why this is a good thing is that you can turn it into a cheap microscope.
Yeah.
For your ears.
Well,
and other
not
places.
Necessarily for
anywhere
your,
you want.
Anywhere you want.
You've seen all that embarrassing footage on the telly, endoscopes, whatever.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, there you go. Christmas fun for the whole family.
I'm gonna hear more stories from the biohacker community about endoscopes in somewhere that you can't see online, maybe. Can't see on air, sorry.
What?
But I don't know, you know. Well, to be fair, I know lots of couples that seem to like to clean each other's ears. I have no idea why.
This is the kind of weird things that primates do, isn't it?
Oh,
you know,
like, grooming thing.
Yeah.
Right, taking care
chimps,
of each other.
Chimps, gorillas,
right. Gotcha.
Bonobos, we all do it.
Right.
There's also different types of earwax, you see.
Yeah, apparently, depending on whether the diet that you eat, the food that you eat in your diet.
And your genetics, it's genetic.
Yeah, and genetic. Apparently, the Asians or Southeast Asian or something, it's not as it's more waxy and not as damp or something as the Westerners.
The Westerners are the dribbly stuff.
Yeah,
the Asians is the
dry flaky ones.
Yeah, it's the dry flaky ones you're supposed to go digging for, not the waxy stuff. So you've probably just got some cultural problems that you don't
terrible
understand.
Terrible dry flaky.
You're an Asian.
Ooh.
Yeah,
Southeast Asian. Sorry.
Weird.
Oh, the food you eat, you know.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. Well, he's somewhere to go after Brexit, then, I suppose. and we've got one more. This was just by way of softening you up, IT Stuff listeners, because the world's first database of poo needs your help. This is microbial health company, Seed. And they want 100,000 photos of your floaters.
Mm.
There's an app so that you can upload your dump so that they can train an AI to know when it sees it.
Ah.
So you get your app from seed.com/poop.
Mm-hmm.
And you do your daily turdage.
Mm-hmm.
And you point your phone at the porcelain. You press the purple button marked give a...
See, this is another one. This is like the dead flesh. See, I remember there's like an 80s film that has Timothy Spall in it, and he takes pictures of his poop.
What?
Is it for science?
For art. No, see, in the 80s we did it for art.
No.
Now we're doing it for science.
Now for science, yes.
What's this
for art? The royal we, I think.
It's not just the royal we, is it? God.
So what did he do with the art?
Put it on the wall. It's art.
In an H block. That's what was going on. Right. Yeah. Fine.
I see. So that's interesting that they want 100,000. You think, I think they had, by now, they would have reached more than 100,000 because, you know.
People are a lot more protective of their poo than you would imagine.
I suppose.
I don't want to contemplate what's, you know.
Unless it's
what's
really
gone
impressive.
Is gone.
All they're going to have is like the most impressive poos. It's going to be like self-selecting, like Instagram.
It is, isn't it?
200 photos. That one looks the most natural and it looks great.
There's that one in the museum in York, isn't there? Mm.
Just looks like a soft serve, you know, the perfect poo.
Yep.
Yeah. The...
Yeah. I have no idea.
But the large one.
Citizen scientists, you heard your call. Please
heed they're genuine, like MIT rocket scientist people. Yeah.
Well, apparently they said poop can fall into 7 categories. There's a Bristol stool scale.
Oh, I've heard about that. Yeah,
so
go on.
That's when your doctors know whether you're constipated, you're lacking fiber and stuff like that, you know. It's the reason why you need to give them samples, just to make sure you don't have IBS or something. Yeah.
I mean, there's an app for everything these days, but, well, I just hope the data set doesn't leak.
Well, apparently they said...
It'll be randomised. You never work out who's poo is who. Yeah,
well, apparently they said that people online are already sharing and discussing their poo. So this is just a natural...
Not in my circle of friends.
You've got to go to the right
so
website.
So don't get any ideas.
You need to get the right circle of friends. Apparently they're all in Reddit. So...
Well, I couldn't believe anything of the people on Reddit.
So yeah, so you'd be surprised to see how many people are already sharing pictures of their poo.
I don't want to be surprised.
No, no, absolutely.
Not interested in the surprise. Sorry.
If there's one coming up, I want to know so I can just close the window.
Yeah, like full advance warning.
Yeah. My. Okay. Well.
I'll be interested to know what the findings are. I mean, like...
I think we all know what the findings are going to be. The findings are going to be...
It's going to turn out to be one of those viral marketing stunts for the next poo movie.
I don't think so. I mean, it's MIT, so...
I wouldn't
put it past them?
No.
Okay.
Do you think it's time for Go Home, Elon, You're Drunk?
I think so.
Is he drunk yet?
Well, let's have a listen.
R.I.P. Harambe, we smoking on the storm. Hey, we love you, and we thinking about you.
Oh my gosh, that auto-tune is just driving me nuts.
Bless. But Elon's been unnaturally well-behaved this month.
Well.
He clearly hasn't had enough to drink. Our emergency backup billionaire, Mark Zuckerberg, did not disappoint. Bernie Sanders said, you've probably heard it, billionaires should not exist.
Yep.
Well, this got the Zuck going. He went into full-on Zuck mode. He answered that he sort of agreed that his money isn't deserved, and I quote, in a cosmic sense. But billionaires, get this, are people who do really good things and kind of help a lot of other people, and you get well compensated for that.
Kind of help.
Yeah, kind of.
I like that.
Not actually,
just
kind of.
So if you're somebody out there in BCB land, in the community, if you're a people who do really good things, and if you genuinely help a lot of other people, that's why you're not well compensated.
Yeah, because you should just kind of help people.
Yeah, if you just kind of help people.
Mate.
Like, then you don't have to pay tax, you know.
That's wisdom there from Mr. Zuckerberg.
The wisdom of the billionaire.
What will we do without
it? Meanwhile, of course, Facebook has rebranded as Facebook! in capital letters. That'll help.
That's interesting, because that implies it's an acronym now. So I wonder what it's an acronym for.
Well,
I'm sure it's out there.
I can make a good start.
Like, you got your cruise control on, man. Seriously, turn it down.
Place. That's about it for another month. We're back in 4 weeks' time. Let's leave you with some music that I stole from one of the SpaceX launch podcasty, broadcasty things. This is from an outfit called Test Shot Starfish. If you're going to look up Test Shot Starfish, I would suggest strongly to go with Wikipedia over Urban Dictionary on that one. Anyway, this track is called Rollout. Cheerio.
Bye.